This must be the crowd this evening that wants to go to Mass tonight to count for Sunday, but not go to Mass tomorrow that wants to go on Monday, so. I get it. This fourth Sunday of Advent, this year Advent is as short as it can be, although while brief, the fourth week of Advent is an important one. The readings today draw our attention to really the imminent coming of Christ. The reading from the second book of Samuel is very relational to the gospel in many, many ways. David, the lineage of David, is important. David is the king par excellence on earth. You read the Old Testament, David is the ideal king. Christ comes through us through the line of David to simply not be king of earth, but king of heaven and earth, to establish a new kingdom that doesn't fade away or diminish over time, that lasts for eternity. It's a kingdom of peace. Christ comes every Christmas to establish a kingdom of peace. Peace on earth and goodwill upon those whom his favor rests. And Nathan, the prophet, says to David through the Lord, "Here I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." And the dwelling of God becomes now the womb of the Virgin Mary, where he himself takes on our flesh and is born into the world. Mary becomes the new ark, the dwelling place of God. And it hearkens to the imagery of the poorness of the manger in which the Lord comes to dwell. From the house of cedar to a tent to a stable, God descends from the lostiest of dwelling places to the most humble. God descends to us so that we might ascend to him. That's, in a sense, the point of it all. And the words that are uttered in this first reading are very similar to the words that Mary echoes in the Gospel. Her great Magnificat. "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." In a sense, we could adopt Mary's words for our own this Christmas, and they would be appropriate. That the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. The Lord comes to do great things for us again this Christmas. In just one day, he will make himself known to us, and his salvation will not tarry. Great things God has in store for us, and great things he will do for us. For our part, the vigil and watchfulness that we have kept since the beginning of Advent now comes to its completion and end, as we watch the marvelous things of God unfold before us. And sure, we have a beautiful time of year that's decorated with beautiful Christmas trees and lights and ornamentation. But the most simple and humble gift that God gives us is the kingdom of heaven through his only begotten Son. That's really the precious gift that God brings to us this Christmas. And the gift of peace, his kingdom of peace. And we must pray with ever fervent ardor and zeal that the peace which Christ comes to bring can be made manifest in our hearts, in our homes, and throughout the world. A peace that we are in so desperate need of. A peace that only he can bring. And in him only can be found. And so, peace be with you this Christmas and in your homes, that our souls and the voices of the church collectively, the world over, may echo the words of Mary, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior."